wrong ones of the Deres Bifura, which goes under Rabbi Gamliel, that he was, Rashi says, Sharora, he was like a tough, he was like a strict person. And he put a lot of fear upon us, Tamidim, as Gemara Bracha says, that he put a lot of fear against us, even of Yeshua, Vaita. So we said, look at the difference between him and Lianusa Basroi, to the people that are more humble in our generation. The what? The Tony would learn it like this. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, there's once a case with Rabbi Gamliel. He was sitting on top of the stairs on Harabayis. And Yochanan the Sefer was sitting in front of him. And he had three like pieces of paper in front of him. Munachas sitting in front of him. So he said to him like this. Rabbi Gamliel said to him like this. Tell Igra Choda, take one letter. Take one piece of paper, one letter, v'kosev, and write like this, li'achona b'nei glila, to our brothers in b'nei glila, Negolul, Eloi, up the further north, up, u'li'achna b'nei glila titisoi, and the one further down, south, shalumchem, first of all, like shalom aleichem, yaskem mihadon anachnu l'choim, we want to send you a letter, tizman to notify you, Tizman biuro moto liafrusha meiser. There came the time now to be mafresh meiser. Tizman habir. Rashi explains Zman biuro moto means shana shlishes. It came the third year, or else oishisha the sixth year of shmita. That kol mi sheshia meiseresav shal shana rishon or shnia. Whoever left over the meiser rishon or meiser sheni of the first 2 years, chayiv levali yachshu. Let's take it out right now. And Truma Nitin Lakoyin, O Maisa Rish and Levi, O Maisa Roni Leoni, O Maisa Sheni Mizmaya Bechol Makim Shu. This is Zman Habir. So you want to notify them now, it's the third year or the sixth year, it's the Zman Habir. And he said, Lafushe Maisa Mimata Mizaisa. You have to take off Maisa from your olives. Rashi says it means Mokin Kibbutz Azaisim Lizchamin Zealzeh. That's the place where they used to let their olives like become hot, and then they'll be able to press them out. So Rashi says, in the Galil, have his Zaysim Rubim. Used to have a lot of Zaysim. So that's when the people of Galil, he reminded them about their Zaysim. Mashenga Rashi says, in the Dorim in the south, that was Chitim, they had a lot of wheat. Therefore, the next letter was, he told Igeris, letter that you have there, to Kosev, and write like this, Liyachona b'nei Droima, to the people in Dorim in the south, that there they plant a lot of wheat. And say like this to them, Shlumachem, like Shalom Aleichem, Yaskon, how are you? Mohidoin anachti, we want to notify you, L'choim. Tizman b'yura mortal yafrushe maisa mi'umrei. That it came the time now to take off maisers from your emir, from your bundles of wheat. Shivlei. And so take off from these bundles of wheat, take off now maisa. And then he said, "V'teil igra chod, take the third letter you have, the cost of right like this, liachna b'neg lusa, the bovel, to the brothers in Golus and Bovel, or liachna the modern, our brothers in Modai, or lishar kogul yusad Yisrael, whoever anybody else is outside Eretz Yisrael, that shlumachem, shalom aleichem yaskoim, that loyla mahidin anachna lechoin, we want to notify you, the guzle rechichen, v'yimra akun, that it's our animals are young, and the goizolos means the birds are young and the animals are young, uzmona diyaviv lemoto, and it did not come the time yet that the tfu is ripe yet. V'shofri milsa v'anfei or v'anchei chaveri, like it should be nice in front of both of us. V'yosifas al shosado yoyment losim. Therefore, we're going to add on to this year another 30 days. So the kids, it says the way Anguil spoke very nice. He spoke very nice to them. He says, even though he's very stark, still he said a nice lesson to them. Still he spoke nicer. Like Rashi said, like still we say upon Anguil here, Rashi says, Tafilochi ketoni bay v'shifra milsa b'yanfoi v'yanchi chavroi. You have to say how nice it is between us and between you. It's good for both of us. And Rashi says, "But Rabbi Shimon Bray, but the son of Rabbi Shimon, Devi min Venusa, he was from an Anonov, he was a humble person, the Basroi, Yeloyama Biyan Pechavroi, he and the mice before did not say in front of Achaverim. You see, the father, the one who was supposed to be stronger, even spoke a nicer Loshen. Smur says, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you, maybe Dilma Bosa the Avrua, maybe that Rabbi Gamliel had this Mid of Anovah that spoke humble now, it was only after they took him off from being the Nasius. After they took him away from being the Nasi, then he became more of a Nonav. But maybe before, when he was the Kifa Kadmoi, he would not speak, he did not have this Mid of Anovah so much. Nothing more says, Tanu Rabbanan, not like this. Al Gimel Dvorim Ma'avrin Es Hashana. There are three reasons why we'll put an extra month into the year. Al Oviv, one reason is if the Tfu is not ripe yet. Rashi says, Im Loi Bishla HaTfua, if the Tfu of the wheat did not become ripe yet, is Ma'avrin, that's a reason to make an extra month. Why? To Krok Siv, because the Pasuk says, Ba'choydish Oviv, that Pesach comes out in the Chodesh of Oviv that the Tfu is ripe. So that's the reason why, if the Tfu is not ripe yet, we'll make an extra month of the year, that maybe by Pesach it will be ripe. That's one reason. The Alperus Elon, the same thing if the Perus of the trees are not ripe yet. Rashi says, the Mesacha Mishulm, if you see by they're not becoming ripe yet, So that's going to be wrong. So Rashi says, "A peres ilum misacha bishula yaisim is manhat seres." If you see, it won't be ripe by shavuos. So then, mavrin, then we yet another month onto the year. Why? Because that seres shavuos, that's the man habois bikurim. That's the time to start bringing bikurim. See, so if the chacham see now that the way it is now, if we're not going to make an extra month of the year, we won't make a second adar. When it becomes shavuos time, the fruits won't be ripe. That's not right. So therefore, that's a reason to make an extra month to the year, in order that the fruits should be ripe by Shavuos. The Alat Kufa, also an Ant Kufa also. But Alat Kufa, Rashi says, whether it's Bein Alat Kufa's Tamas, Shemesakiv and Meshechas, whether the Kufa's Tamas is not finished yet, Shein Kufa's Tishra Nefelis, Adi Brachodish Bekiswa, for the reason of the Tkufa's of the Mazolus, that's also a reason to make an extra month. Simar explains now, Al Shnayim Mehem Mavrin. If we have two reasons, then for sure Beth makes an extra month. If Yalachas Men is only one of these reasons, then in Mavrin. That's not enough to make an extra month. You have to have two reasons. It's not enough just one. But it is now. That was Pshan the Gemara before. That before we had that the reason that the animals are too young, the birds are too young, by itself it means nothing. But if here you have one of these reasons and you need a second reason, then you can use this to be for a second reason. Now, Uvizman, the Gemara says, Sha'oviv Echad Mihim, the time when Ovov, if the Tfuah was unripe yet, Hakol Smechem, then everybody is happy the fact that Bez Din makes an extra month for the year. So Rashi says, Uvizman Sha'oviv Echad, Min Hashnaim, if the reason of Oviv is between one of the reasons, and that's the reason why we're eating an extra month, everybody is happy about this. Because everybody doesn't care then about pushing off the Pesach. Why? Shein Atzfuah Ruya. We don't have new Tfuah yet, and therefore there's no Issa Chodesh. Like this, if the new Tfuah is ready, so we would want to eat it. But it's Chodesh, we can't use it, so we'll have to wait till Pesach. But if the new Tfuah is not ripe yet, so that it's not a gay of the Yisra Chodesh. So therefore, it doesn't matter the fact we push off Pesach another month. That's called our Kol Smech, and everybody's happy with the pushing off Pesach another month. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, says, Alat Kufa, he said no. Alat Kufa, that's what's good. So Mark explains now, what did he mean to say? He boiled you. Alat Kufa Smechim, did he mean to say, if one of the reasons why we're making an extra month is because that's kufa, everybody's happy, or yalat kufa mavrin, or did he mean to say maybe if the reason is because that's kufa, that alone is enough of a reason to make an extra year, an extra month. You do not need two reasons. Maybe the reason that's kufa alone is enough. So this the Gemara says, Teiku, this the Gemara is a suffix, then the Sufik exactly what did he mean to say. Tor Rabbonim, what's the price like this? Al Shloisha Arotzois Mavr Nesashona. By three lands, we make an extra month. So Rashi says, Vashosh Rotz means Shlehigia Ovev Shlehen. If in these three lands, the Tfua, the wheat, is not ripe yet, so that's a reason that's not called Ovev yet, that we should push off Pesach another month. Or Shiroin, Rashi says, Shiroin Bezdin Shemesacha Behen, Zman Bisho Peres Ilan, Mavrin, Ushloshtim Rats Yisroheim. Right, there are three lands that we look at to see if in these lands the Tfu is not ripe or the Paris is not ripe yet, that's a reason to make an extra month. Which are Rotzais? Yehuda, Fiever, Yadin, Fiagolo. These are the three lands. Again, now, Al Shtayim, Mehen, Mavrin. If two out of these three lands, the Paris are not ripe or the wheat is not ripe, then we'll make the extra month. Fialachas men ein mavrin. If it's only one of these three that's delayed, that's not a reason to make an extra month to the year. Now, Tavu Gemara says though, uvizman sheYehuda achas mehen. If Yehuda was one of them, that the tfu was not ripe yet, then hakol semechem. Then everybody's happy the fact we're pushing off Pesach for another month. Sheneimer bo elam Yehuda, because the oimer that was brought, like to be matir the chodosh, comes from Yehuda. Therefore, if there's no tfu in Yehuda, they can't bring the Emer anyway. Therefore, people do not care the fact we're pushing off like the Chodesh another month. Tana Rabbanan went like this. Ein Mavrin es Hashonim Elab Yehuda. That where should the Bezdin be to pass Ganois to make the extra month? They have to be, the Bezdin has to be in Yehuda. Ein Mavrin es Hashonim Elab Yehuda. The Emevru begolif, the Bezdin was in Golif, they did it over there, so Muberes, but the evidence is good. Heyet Chananya ish oina. Emevru begol, if the Bezdin passed in Golol to make an extra month, Eina Muberes, he says, no, it's no good. It has to be in Yehuda, it can't be outside. So there has to be the Bezdin akvua in Yehuda. And if it's done in Golol, it's no good. Omer of Yehuda, Bret Rav Shimon ben Pazi. My time of the Chananya ish oina, what's the reason? Why does the Bezna Madafka have to be in Yehuda? Or Makrok, as the Pasuk says, Leshichnoi Sidrushu Uvosa Shama, that you have to come up to Yerushalayim. So we dashin called Derisha, Shata Derish, any type of a Jerosh, any dashin you have to make, you have to be Derish. Like here, you have to think in Paskanois, whether this year should have an extra month or not. Lo ye ela b'shichnoi shemokim. That could only be in the Mokam Ashchina, could only be in Yerushalayim, which was in Yehuda. So that's why he holds, if it's Paskin outside Yerushalayim, outside Yehuda, it's no good. Tana Rabbanan learned like this in the Braisa. Ein mavrin es hashona ela b'yoyim. That the Bezdin of Paskins on Yibra Shona could only be done on the daytime. V'yimivru b'layla, ein v'muberes. If Bezdin Paskin is at night time, it's Takin Atchal. And also, V'yein Mekanshin es HaChodesh Ela B'yoyim. If Bezdin is going to make a Kiddush HaChodesh by daytime, V'yein Kitshu B'alayim Adam Kodeshes. If Bezdin says Mekudush Mekudush at night time, it means nothing. Omri Rabbi Abba, Rabbi explains, Micro, where's the Pasuk for this? The Pasuk says, Tiku B'HaChodesh Shofar. You have to blow B'HaChodesh Shofar. B'HaKesel Yom Chagenu. So we darshin ezel chag, in which yomtif, she'achodesh mischasaboy, that the moon is covered up, like it's a new moon, have yom ezel Rosh Hashanah, that's the yomtif that comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Oksiv, it says over here, tichoyk li Yisraelu, mishpot alakei Yaakov, has a din of a mishpot, and as Rosh Chodesh has a locha like a mishpot. So therefore, ma mishpot b'yom, just like mishpot is only b'daytime, av kiddush achodesh b'yom, the same way when Bezdin Paskins or speaks out Mekudish Mekudish, it's only Chalav Bezdin says at daytime and not to say at nighttime. Torah Rabbanan learned like this, Ein Mavrin es Hashono Bishnei Ravon, that Bezdin does not Paskin to add an extra month to the year if the year is a hunger year.